Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Election day dawns on a November 8th when the sun may set on Democrat control of the Congress and where key local races could change policy here too.
The polls are open in New York with a competitive race for governor and the candidates still stumping for votes. I'm Marla Diamond on Long Island.
What used to be the Whitestone Movie Cinema will soon be an Amazon warehouse.
We'll dip into the archives for today's WCBS News Radio 88 Seconds in Sound.
Good morning, the 8th of November. It's Tuesday. I'm Paul Murnane.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. The weather has certainly changed. Much cooler this morning and a much cooler day today, the high in the 50s.
This is Election 2022 on WCBS.
And the polls have just opened across the tri-state for all of us who are not done our early voting. Not yet. We have until 9 tonight to vote in New York, 8 in New Jersey, and in Connecticut, too.
And New York has one of the governor's races being watched nationally to see if Republican Lee Zeldin can ride a campaign focused on crime to beat the incumbent Democrat Kathy Hochul. Many of Zeldin's campaign appearances have been at crime scenes. This morning, though, he'll be in his neighborhood firehouse to cast his vote. That's Mastic Beach, where WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is ready to talk with the voters and the candidate. Marla, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne and Paul. With the race much tighter than first anticipated, the candidates will be stumping for last-minute votes. After he votes at the firehouse, Lee Zeldin will go to Nassau County Republican headquarters this afternoon to thank volunteers. Then he will head to the city to talk to subway riders at the Jackson Heights Roosevelt Avenue 74th Street station, focusing on crime, an issue that has helped him pull close to Kathy Hochul in a race that was once thought to be a shoe-in for her. At a rally last night at the Staten Island Ferry Terminal, Zeldin asked supporters for their help.
Social media, texts, word of mouth, emails, door knocking, whatever we can do to be able to get this vote out.
Zeldin acknowledges he'll need to win the city to be victorious tonight. Democrats outnumber Republicans in the five boroughs 7-1. He'll need a lot of them to vote Republican to win. Zeldin will be in the city all afternoon and have his election night headquarters there as well. Wayne and Paul.
And Marla, Kathy Hochul's in friendly territory this morning here in New York City, where Democrats hold a registration advantage over the Republicans on the order of 7-1. Political analysts say if she can keep Lee Zeldin to under 30% in the city, she'll be on track to win the state. She'll be on the Upper East Side at the 86th Street subway station.
Kathy Hochul will be here this morning to talk to riders to the 2nd Avenue subway. New York State was not supposed to be a battleground state in the governor's race. Polls do have Hochul with a slight advantage. The governor telling us yesterday that Zeldin's been hyperventilating on crime, and that she's the one to keep New Yorkers safe.
We're helping people with severely mental health problems to get them off the trains because they could do harm to themselves or others. So all I'm saying is I understand the fear is out there, but fanning the flames of fear to get people terrified is another story.
From the Upper East Side, Glenn Schuck, WCBS News Radio, 880.
To Connecticut now, where there's a lot of action from governor to U.S. senator to all five seats in the U.S. House. Most competitive seems to be the seat held by Johanna Hayes in the 5th. Voters will also be asked a question on the ballot. Do you want early voting in future Connecticut elections?
There is one very, very competitive race among the U.S. House seats from New Jersey, and that's the one held by Democrat Tom Malinowski. He swept into power on a blue wave during the Trump midterms 4 years ago, but his district has been redrawn. The 7th now extends into more areas that are reliably Republican, notably Hunterdon and Warren counties. That could help Tom Kaine Jr., son of the former governor, in a rematch of a close race. He came within about 5,000 votes last time around.
Another Jersey House race we are watching is the North Jersey seat that Mikey Sherrill won in that blue wave in 2018. She's defending it against Paul DeGroote, a Republican lawyer who has worked 25 years in the Passaic County Prosecutor's Office.
Long Island has a lot of action. Three of its four congressional seats are open due to incumbents not seeking re-election. Republicans had an unexpectedly strong showing in local elections on Long Island last year. They're hoping for upsets in two seats now held by Democrats. One, Democrat Robert Zimmerman faces Republican George Santos in the first U.S. congressional race featuring two openly gay candidates. In the other, Democrat Laura Gillen, an attorney and one-term supervisor in Hempstead, faces Republican Anthony Desposito, a member of the Hempstead Town Council and a former NYPD detective.
And of course, the seat held by Lee Zeldin is open now. It's been redrawn. Democrat Bridget Fleming facing the Republican Nicholas LaLotta. She's a former New York City sex crimes prosecutor, now in the Suffolk County Legislature. He's the Suffolk County Legislature Chief of Staff. On the South Shore, Republican U.S. Representative Andrew Garbarino faces Democrat Jackie Gordon. And here in New York City, the lone Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis faces a rematch with Democrat Max Rose.
And our special election coverage on WCBS 880 begins at 7 p.m. with Steve Scott.
Your election coverage on WCBS is sponsored by AARP New York. Get voting information you can trust at aarp.org/nyvotes.
No Powerball winner, no loser either. So just what the heck is going on? Stay with us.
Let's go to the Weather Center now and get the forecast on this election morning as people are now, well, I don't know if they're streaming to the voting places, but maybe they are. Here's Craig Allen.
Well, if you're going out there, just remember one thing. It is a far cry different from where it was yesterday as we ended the day, where temperatures were still in the 70s, dropping from record highs around 80. It is now in the 40s out there. It's down to 48 in the city, and we have low 40s in our northern and western suburbs, and there's a bit of a breeze, too. Today's high 54 to 58 with a lot of sunshine, but a gusty cool breeze. Tonight's low 35 to 40, and it will be at or below freezing in many of the distant suburbs. Tomorrow, more sunshine, although not as windy, high 54 to 58. And then by Thursday, 60 to 65, still keeping an eye on what Nicole may do up here sometime during Friday night and on into the first part of Saturday. Hint, right now it looks like a windswept rain for much of the region. Right now, again, 48 and clear, humidity 51%.
And Craig, the Powerball players out there are waking up to the weird news that there were no winners and no losers in last night's scheduled drawing. The drawing never happened.
As soon as we're able to resolve the issue and conduct the drawing, it will be available for viewing on Powerball.com.
Presenter Laura Johnson there. What went wrong? An unspecified security protocol stopped the numbers from being drawn. This, with a record $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot drawing interest from all over, Powerball officials say extra time is needed. So that drawing really could happen at any time. So hold on to those tickets.
Yeah, no guidance yet on when that's going to be. It's very strange. On the WCBS Tuesday Morning News, what used to be the Whitestone Movie Cinema will soon be an Amazon warehouse. And we asked around. A lot of locals don't love the idea.
Are concerns about increased traffic and the desire for Amazon to contribute to the community in meaningful ways when they move into the former Whitestone Cinemas multiplex. Councilwoman Marjorie Velasquez represents that area of the Northeast Bronx.
And there continues to be conversations and traffic studies to understand the impact of a warehouse like Amazon coming into the community.
The building in a largely industrial area has been vacant for about 10 years. Velasquez says if people have concerns, they should come and join the discussion. For those on the fence, she had this to say.
At the end of the day, would you rather an empty warehouse space, or would you rather an opportunity to let our community have additional jobs?
Samantha Liebman, WCBS News Radio 880.
Tuesday morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane with three things you need to know this morning.
It's Election Day, of course. Could be a bad day for Democrats nationally. The University of Virginia Center for Politics predicts Republicans will win both the Senate and House with a GOP net gain of one Senate seat and 24 House seats.
Number two, Cornell University is putting a stop to all frat parties after an alleged sexual assault and several druggings over the weekend.
Third thing, early risers got to see a total eclipse of the moon just before sunrise. People in remote Northern California saw a possible meteor Friday night, and a rancher thinks that may have been what caused the fire that burned down his home and killed one of his dogs. One witness described it as a flaming basketball.
Up next, it's our WCBS News Radio, 88 seconds in sound for the 8th of November.
As election night closed in 2016, our coverage was a cliffhanger.
The race for president is too close to call.
CBS estimates show Donald Trump with a lead in the electoral count over Hillary Clinton, 244 to 197.
Well, that cliffhanger was resolved hours later. The 2000 election on this very same date would take weeks.
Round and round it goes. Who gets the electoral vote when and from exactly where? Nobody knows.
CBS's Dan Rather on a night that had one result when many of us went to bed.
Florida was called for Gore, but
the other result in the morning.
There were mistakes in a few exit poll precincts and errors in tabulated vote. It's the old story. You put junk into the computer, you get junk out. When we discovered it, we pulled the call back. It looks like Bush is going to win. But as additional votes came in, everybody saw that the Bush lead was melting like ice cream in the microwave, to automatically trigger an official recount.
Which is exactly what happened. It took over a month counting paper ballots and a Supreme Court ruling until the cards finally fell into place. Punch cards that didn't always punch all the way through in Florida. Florida changed voting machines after that. New York City, 2005, Michael Bloomberg wins his second term as mayor. In New Jersey, John Corzine got his first and only term as governor. It's electric. We should take a moment to celebrate Harvey Hubble of Bridgeport, Connecticut, who invented something that we've all grabbed and pushed in and pushed out many times in our lives. He patented the plug in 1904. Something else old, still around today, launched in 1965, amazingly still on the air.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Still with the original title sequence, voiced by McDonald Carey, who for three decades played the central cast member, Dr. Tom Horton. Days of Our Lives famous fans include Julia Roberts, Monica Lewinsky, and Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, who would call recess at 1 p.m. to watch the show. This is November 8th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.